Do you ever feel like you're stuck in expectations? Expected to be a certain way on a Sunday morning. You're expected to be a certain way in your life. You're expected to act a certain way. You've put on this facade. You've played church for too long, and maybe you've played Christian, or maybe you've even played whatever name that you keep trying to live up to. But God is trying right now. When I mean trying, you have to allow Him to do it. He's right now asking you to break expectations that are not of His and step into the responsibility. The greatest commandment of all is to love your God with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your strength, and with all that you are. There is no greater commandment than that. I even felt it this morning that I'm stuck in expectations. And if you get stuck in expectations, you fall out of love with the one that first loved you. Here's an opportunity, church. For too long, we have lived in a cycle. Cycle and cycle and cycle and cycle. And we want revival and we want these things to happen in our life, but we get stuck in the same things. Stand up, sit down, listen, quiet, nice. Don't be broken. Don't dance before the Lord. Don't get before Him. Just do whatever you have to do. Put on whatever facade. I know each and every person in here today walked in broken. Why do I know that? Because you're human. But God wants to heal you, but He can't heal you if you're always in whatever you expect other people to think of you or what you expect to think of yourself. If you want true revival, if you want true anointing, if you want something to happen in your life, first you come to God with repentance upon your lips and say, I am sorry, Lord, for what I've made it. I'm sorry, Lord, for what I've done. I'm sorry, Lord, for the way that I've acted and the way that I'm coming to you. Break everything right now. I read in God's word that David danced before the Lord, that he falled before the Lord. He wept and he cried and he didn't care what a single person thought. And what does the Bible teach me? That he was a man after God's own heart. He didn't care. The only expectation he had was the one that God thought of him and expected out of him. And what does he expect, church? He expects your all, but we're not giving it and we haven't been giving it, and we want revival, but it will never happen to this church until you give God all. It will never happen. Now, I'm talking about everybody. We want to truly see people be saved. If we truly want to see our family come to God, if you truly want to break from that sin that you've had in your life, if you truly want to be saved, you can't just keep coming expecting something from God when you don't give Him your all anyway. You will never get it. It will never happen. He is not a genie. He doesn't grant wishes. He's the God of the universe. And He asks that you give Him everything. And He says, here I am, Lord, take me. It's an offering that I offer you, all of me, every dream that I have, every hope and desire that I am, I give to you, God. And until you can truly say that with more than just your lips, it will never happen. Until the word that you read, maybe every week or once a month or here on a Sunday morning, until you live it, it will never be your reality. It'll never be truth. It'll never set you free. But it was meant to set you free. But the only way to do that is truly give Him everything. So I'm going to ask you and I'm going to invite you in whatever way that you see fit. There's not a person in here that you should even care about what thinks about you. Not one ounce, not one thing. The only thing that you should care about is what God thinks of you. And when is the last time you worshiped the King of the universe and not worried about what anybody thought of you? Now's the time. Now's the time. If you want a general move of God, if you want a genuine move of God in your life, that's the only way. That's the only way. Right now, there's all kinds. I just feel it. There's doubt, 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 doubt. Be broken by the blood and by the power of Jesus. Doubt is gone right now. Gossip is gone. Who cares what anybody thinks I am the Son of the Most High. You're a son and daughter of the Most High. There is no one or nothing or no entity that has ever lived that cares more about you more than the God of the universe that knit you together in your mother's womb. And until you get that, until you fall in love with that again, you will not have a breakthrough in your life. But when you do, all things are possible to those who believe. Brent, the last two songs didn't come from a schedule. You guys put together every week, I get it. I put a sermon together every week, I get it. The last two songs were anointed. They didn't come from anybody's heart. They didn't come from your fingers or your lips. They came from your spirit. And you all joined in as one. And the anointing of God was right there. I didn't feel it until that moment. Keep flowing in that. Even if you have to drop everything and say, God, I've put these things in my hands and I've used these as a tool for you, but what they've done is distracted me from you. If you have to just drop it and get raw and real with them, do it. Lead us into the presence just like you've done. I believe God's going to do something awesome this morning. I'm going to be honest, I didn't even know what exactly he was going to do, but I'm expecting right now. Something amazing is going to happen. I don't have to preach, right? Who am I? Lead us, and then we're just going to follow the leading of the Holy Ghost. Church, just be led by the Spirit of God. If you got to get out of your seat, you got to go to the back. If you got to get on your face, you got to get, there is plenty of room up here. I'm going to move my pulpit in case you guys want to come up or whatever you want to do, but don't let this opportunity go. If you're not feeling anything right now, let me tell you why you're not feeling it. Here's number one reason why you're not feeling it. Because you have sin in your life. That is it. I know, Pastor, we all have sin. You're right. But there's one thing about having sin that you think's okay in your life, and there's another thing that you bring sin to the Father and you say, God, forgive me for what I've done. If you want to be touched by God, the first thing you do is repent. If anybody ever goes to another church, if you hear anything from me right now, as your pastor, if you ever go anywhere else, if you go to a church and that pastor doesn't preach repentance, he doesn't read God's word. That is the only way to the Father, is to ask for forgiveness through Jesus Christ. Through the blood of Jesus, you will be forgiven of your sins. That's the only way that anything of this will be possible. So God's calling right now for a genuine move of repentance. To ask God to forgive you. And if you think, I don't have anything to ask, number one is this, you have pride. Because there's not one person in here that is perfect. Lead us. And just listen to God's voice.
When the music fades, and all is stripped away, and I simply come. Longing just to bring something that's a word that will bless your heart. I'll bring you more than a song, for a song in itself, it's not what you have required. Ooh, you search much deeper within, through the way things appear. You're looking into my heart. A endless word no one could express, how much you deserve. Though I'm weak and poor, all I have is yours. Every single breath, it's all yours. It belongs to you. I'll bring you more than a song, for a song in itself, it's not what you have required. You search much deeper within, through the way things appear, you're looking into I'm sorry, Lord, for the thing I made it. When it's all about you, all about you, Jesus, I'm coming back to the heart of worship. When it's all about you, all about you, Jesus, I'm sorry, Lord, for the thing I made it. When it's all about you, all about you, Jesus. This is the year I is the air I breathe, your holy presence living in me. This is my daily bread. This is my daily bread. Your very word spoken to me, and I'm lost without you. Oh, I need you, Lord, and I'm so lost without you. I'm lost without you. This is the air I breathe. This is the air I breathe, Lord, your holy presence living in me. You are my daily bread, you are, I need you, God. You are my daily bread, your very word spoken to me, and I'm desperate for you. Without you, oh, we're hungry for you, day and night. I'm desperate for you, more of you, Jesus, day and night. I'm lost without you. I'm desperate for you. And I'm lost without you.
Keep pressing in, church. Keep pressing in. The Bible teaches us in James chapter 5, verse 16, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so you may be healed. If you're at the front, just stay where you're at. God's doing something. God's about to do something for you. Confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so you may be healed. I love this last part. The earnest prayer of a righteous person has great power and produces wonderful results. Anybody who's not at the altar here, or anybody that's in this section at the front, I'm going to ask you to do something, church. You're in your seats or standing in your pew or you're in your area right now. If you believe in God's word, and God's word says that two or more gather and he's in the midst of them, and he says that we are to minister to one another, build each other up, encourage one another, pray for one another, and if we confess our sins to one another, he is righteous and he will heal our hearts. He will heal our lives. If that's you and you believe in that, I want to ask you to do something, to get out of your seats and out of your pews and go up to these people up here that God is touching right now and lay hand on them and just pray for them. And if they open up their mouth and they start confessing things that are going on in their life, I want you to agree with them. I want you to believe in them, with them. I want you to pray for them. And if you don't know how to pray, all you do is you just ask God to help. God, may you help right now. So if that's you today, guys with guys, girls with girls, if that's you today, just come up and pray. Pray for the people that God is moving upon right now. Agree in prayer. If there's something that's upon their heart, just come up. There shouldn't be a single person that doesn't have somebody, at least one person praying with them. We're the church. We're the church. We got to minister to each other. Amen. Keep leading us. Please keep leading us, Brent.
Whoa. nothing else matters. But hear my heart cry again to worship you. I live to worship you. I live to worship you. To worship you, I live. To worship you, I live to worship you.
Your praises, Lord Jesus. Jesus, in your presence, there's nothing worth more that could ever come close. Nothing can compare. You're our living hope, and your presence. Tasted and seen all the sweetest of loves, when my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. Yes, Lord, and your praises, Lord. Hey, I need your presence. The glory of your goodness. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. We are hungry for you, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what I ask.
Spirit of God is doing something amazing in here. Church, keep pressing, keep pressing, keep pressing. Right now, God has asked me to do something. Just keep pressing. Anybody battling with sickness? Anybody battling with sickness, disease, uncurable things, curable things? Man, all things are curable with God. Come on now. Shoot, what am I saying? You got some sort of sickness in your body right now, God. Whew, the Spirit of God is here, church. If you got something in you that needs a healing, I want you to stand to your feet and raise your hands to heaven. Raise your hands to heaven right now. International sign of surrender. It's also a position that you're saying, God, here I am. Heal me. Somebody struggle with bad headaches. If that's you, will you come up real quick? Just come up real quick. Anybody got bad headaches? Come on in here. Migraines, constant migraines, headaches. Come on over. Just stand right here. Okay, everybody else who's sick, raise your hands. Stand right here. Right? If you struggle with headaches, will you just, face me here. Okay. Anybody who has their hands raised, if you don't have your hands raised, I want you to go right now and place your hands upon those people. It says, lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Okay? There's all these people right here. Okay? That struggle with headaches. God asked me to have her lead a song. I think God is raising up the next generation to help lead. And she got a word of knowledge that somebody's struggling with headaches. So, sweetheart, you're going to pray for them, okay? Give me that mic because you might drop it. Amen. I want you just to lay hands on them and pray for each and every person that struggles with headaches. She's going to minister. Pastor Cody, will you help her minister to the guys? But let her lead. Let her lead. You just go with her. Anybody else who has their hands raised that are sick, has a disease, something incurable, something curable, something the doctor said you'll have forever, no matter if it's depression, no matter what it is, raise your hands right now. Everybody has somebody laying hands on them, right? Amen. If you have a hand raised on you, say amen. Amen. By the power and by the stripes of Jesus and by the blood that covers all sins, gets rid of all iniquities, all sicknesses and diseases, you must go by the power and by the blood of Jesus. You are healed by his stripes right now in Jesus' mighty name. God, we read your word and it says, lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. I thank you that right now there are people in here with a testimony. They might have walked through a test, but that's turning into a testimony. They are healed by the stripes of Jesus, no matter what they're facing. God, I thank you right now in Jesus' name. So whatever that disease or that sickness or that pain or that ailment, whatever you had before, if you're able to move it, will you move it? If there's something like your back hurts, move your back. See if that's better. If it's your legs or your arms or if you have headaches or whatever it is, maybe you walked in today with a headache. Whatever it is right now, I want you to test it out. Test it out in faith. Test it out in faith. If God healed you, I want you to say hallelujah. Anybody? Anybody healed? Hallelujah. Right now, test it out. If there's something going on right now, say hallelujah. It says in God's word that we defeat the enemy by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. And right now, if you did not receive that healing completely, we're going to thank God for what he's doing and we're going to ask for more right now. God, every single person in here that did not receive a full healing yet or they have not fully understood or felt it right now, we thank you for what you're doing and for what you've done. I'm reminded in your word, it said that when Jesus prayed for people, it said even this very hour they were healed. Maybe not that moment, but that hour. God, we ask that right now, it is almost 12 o'clock, it's 11:52. In the next 8 minutes before this hour is up, we ask that you right now, by the stripes of you, God, We ask that you heal them completely and wholly. It says in John 10:10 in your word, the devil came to kill, steal, and destroy, but Jesus, you came to give us life and life to the fullest, an abundant life. That is a sozo, a complete, healed, all around life. We thank you for that right now. And we only do it under every name, in Jesus' name. We thank you right now. If there's that pain or whatever it is, test it out again. Test it out right now. Test it out. Move it around. Move it around. If you had something wrong with your shoulder, move it around. Something wrong with your head, move it around. Or your neck, whatever it is. If God healed you, would you please come up here and meet me? If God healed you, the symptoms are gone. They're gone. You feel it. Will you come up here? Is there anybody in here that was healed of an ailment? God's word says you have not because you ask not, but we're asking God for a healing. Is that you today? Did God heal you right now? Is that gone? Woo. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you for what you're doing, Lord. Thank you for what you're doing. Thank you for what you're doing. Thank you for what you're doing. There's demonic oppression in here this morning. There's a difference between oppression. There's a difference between being full of the devil being in you, and the devil being on you, or the enemy on you. If Jesus has your heart, then you are full of the Holy Spirit. The Spirit of God has resurrected your spirit and you're alive. But you can have demonic oppression. Maybe you opened the doors yourself. Or maybe they were opened for you. Maybe they're forced upon you and there was demonic things, evil things that happened to you. God's going to set you free today. He's going to set you free. There is no other name above Jesus' name. There's no other power more strong than the power of the blood of Jesus that breaks all curses and all evil must flee. If that's you today and something upon you, you feel the attack of the enemy upon your life, will you come up here? I want to pray for you. If that's you today, something happened to you, don't be embarrassed by it. There is a demonic attack upon your life right now, and Jesus wants to set you free. It's only the ones that are desperate that will be set free. Yes, come over here. Come on over here. Elders, I need you behind them, please. Don't lay hands on them. Just stand right behind them. Elders. Right now. Richard, are you in this line, sir? Are you in this line? Let's get Richard in here. There's nothing special about me, okay? There's nothing special about me other than I want to obey God's word. God's word says we lay hands on the sick, they shall recover. And we're going to speak to those things. And right now, whatever you've been battling, whatever demonic thing that's been upon you, we're going to break it. The curse is broken by the blood of Jesus right now. Touch her right now. Be broken in Jesus' name right now. Heal her. Set her free. Just like 2,000 years ago, you sent those demons into the pigs. Right now, you must go. Right now, in Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Set her free, set her free, set her free right now. Right now, set them free. Set them free, whatever it is, right now. Put your hands out to receive. Thank you, God. Right now, touch him, touch him, touch him. Right now, it's been broken. Those words have been broken in your life. Broken by the blood and by the power of Jesus. Thank you right now. Renew his mind. A mind of Christ. A mind of Christ. A mind of Christ. Be broken right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Nobody touch him. Nobody touch him. Nobody touch him. God's doing a work. Let God do a work real quick. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Father. Right now. Right now. Woo! Set her free. This is a mind of Christ. Close those doors. Close those doors. Close those doors. You keep opening them over and over, thinking there's going to be a different result. You are stuck. You are stuck. Be broken right now. It's broken right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' mighty name. God, we thank you right now. What you're doing right now in Jesus' name. Break it right now. We pray for the mind of Christ in a heart of God. Let her know she's loved. She's beloved. A beloved, beloved right now. Enemy, listen, you must go by the blood and by the power of Jesus. In Jesus' name. You're not going to cycle anymore. Cycle's broken. God says, I make all things new. Make them new right now. Heal her, God. Heal her right now. In Jesus' name. Woo, the joy of the Lord be her strength. Ooh, break it right now. Depression, anger, frustration, be broken. Ooh, the joy of the Lord is her strength right now. Ooh, come on now. Come on. Ooh, put some dancing shoes on, God. God's doing something new. He's doing something new. Fill her right now. Fire God. Burn it away. All those names have been spoken over you. All those things you thought people were your friends. And they said rude and hurtful things. They wrote stuff about you. They talked behind your back. It's broken. God calls you beloved. He loves you with an intimacy and a deep, deep love that you will never find anywhere else. And he says that you were made and you were chosen for such a time as this. The enemy wants to get you distracted, but all God says is he loves you. And I've made you and I've set you apart. Right now, follow after me and all things will fall off. God, we thank you right now for a renewing of her mind and her heart. Right now, it says if we come to you, you will heal a broken heart. Heal her broken heart right now in Jesus' name. Right now, God, thank you. Thank you for the works that you're doing right now in Jesus' name. Fill her completely, top of the head, the bottom of her feet. Feel the anointing and the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit right now. Ooh. Next time she gets in your presence right now, just like this, God, you're going to make her new. New creation. God's word says that there's new wine going in new wineskins. God, she needs to be a new wine. New wineskin. God's going to pour out his spirit upon you, but he can't keep doing it if you're going to keep acting the same way, doing the same things, talking the same way, acting the same way, just like with your friends. Maybe with your friends, you got to do something different. You got to say something different and no more hanging around and just having a good time or whatever it is. Get into God's word, dig deep, pray for one another, lift each other up. And then those curses and those things and that anger and that frustration, it's going to be broken by the blood and the power of Jesus. Thank you, God. You're doing something new. It's going to take a leader to lead. Too many followers calling you forth to be a leader. Lead. You don't got to lead like other people. You lead the way that God made you. Father in heaven, thank you, God. Right now, woo. Richard, fill him right now, God. He contends for you. And his family's got a lot of stuff on it. And curses passed down from different generations and different things and different angles. Right now, we break it by the blood and by the power of Jesus. We are made new creations, and there is no curse that can hold on when the blood of Jesus washes it as white as snow. Right now, be broken. May his family feel it right now. He's stepping in the gap right now. I just feel like you came up here not for yourself, but somebody in your family right now. You are interceding on behalf of another person. And God, we speak forth to whoever that is. If they're sitting in a chair, if they're standing up, if they're driving, wherever they're at, may they feel the anointing and the presence and the power of the Holy Spirit right now. And enemy, you must listen. Angels, I ask that right now, you go. Go to that assignment, exactly what he stood up for right now, and fight the good fight. And we thank you right now that we are on victory's side. God, there's a victory that's taking place right now. And God, that Richard's going to get a call this week about something miraculous that happened. God, I thank you for that. Right now, we speak these things into existence. And we say, it says that one can send 1,000, but two can send 10,000. Right now, 10,000 angels plus. Go right now in Jesus' mighty name. We thank you right now. Thank you for Scott and the work that you're doing upon his life. And the things that have been broken right now, all those addictions, be broken in the name of Jesus. Addictions, be broken in the name of Jesus. He battles to be free and free indeed. And that's all things are under the submission and the power and the lordship of Jesus. Fire burn right now. Fan that flame. Fan it right now. Jesus' name. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Touch him, touch him, touch him, touch him. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Fill him. Fill him. Fill him again. 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 Fill him again, God. Fill him again. Fill him again. Fill him again. Fill him again, God. Fire, fire, fire come. Like a mighty rushing wind. Fill him. Fan the flame. Ooh, shoot. Right now, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. You gotta switch up the way you talk to God. Switch up the way you talk to God. Don't just keep coming to him with requests, but go to him with thanksgiving and praise before you ever bring a request to him. Give him thanksgiving and praise for what he's already doing, what he's about to do. You need to prophesy more in your prayer life. You need to prophesy more in your prayer life. You need to pray in tongues and the perfect heavenly language more in your prayer life, and God is going to do miraculous things. God is changing up, and he's morphing, and he's shaping, and he's maturing your prayer life right now. And through your prayer life, there's going to be powerful things that happen, and there's going to be a breakthrough. And we thank you right now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Touch him right now. Ooh, fill him. Break whatever that is. Be broken right now in Jesus' name. You must go flee. No more self-doubt talk. Talk yourself down. You are a child. You are a son of the Most High. It doesn't matter how you read, how you talk, where you live, what you look like, where you've been, your past, your history, no matter what your family life has been like, it doesn't matter. All things are new, and God is making you new even again right now, and he's filling you with a new thought life. Put on the helmet of salvation and the breastplate of righteousness. Hold up that sword of the Spirit and put your shoes on and walk in peace. And the belt of truth you must walk. Put up that shield of faith. You must battle in a new kind of way, in a new kind of way. You need to speak. Speak to those situations. You and your wife love God and you love them deeply, but God's putting you to a new level, a new level, a new level. With a new level, there's a new devil. But right now, God is going to ask you to do something new. You are placed in the place that you live right now, and on purpose. You got neighbors that need to hear the anointing of God, but you can't keep doing the same approach that you've been doing before. God is going to give you favor. Listen to the voice of God and ask him. But in your prayer life, you better battle. Battle, 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 battle. And remember, he goes before you in every battle. He fights for you. He fights with you. And what's awesome about God is there's victory in the name of Jesus. Victory in the name of Jesus. If all you got to do is just say, Jesus, Jesus, I need you, Jesus, Jesus, this situation needs you. I don't know exactly what to say, but Jesus, 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 break it. Right now, set it free. There's prisoners that I live by. Break them free, God, in Jesus. Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Jesus' name. You see some jail cells shaking. They're not open yet, but they're shaking. They're shaking. 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 Amen. 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 Church, I'm going to have us do something before we go today. You're like, Pastor, we already done a whole bunch. Amen. Amen. You should never stop. You never retire from the Lord, you just refire. Never retire from the Lord, you just refire. When you've had enough and you think that God has done enough, you just refire again. He's an all-consuming fire. I want us to do something this morning before we go. And all y'all shy ones, people that haven't left already, let me hold them doors. Ain't getting out. It's not a bad thing. You know, you'll never be launched until you're stretched. You'll never be launched until you're stretched. You'll never be launched until you are stretched. God's word says in Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verses 9 through 12, he says this. Church, you got to hear this. And the NLT says, two people are better than one, for they can help each other succeed. If one person falls, the other can reach out and help. But someone who falls alone is in real trouble. Likewise, two people lying close together can keep each other warm. But how can one be warm? Verse 12, a person standing alone can be attacked and defeated. Why do you go to church? Here's one of the good reasons why you should go to church. A person who stands alone. Well, I listen at home and Sister Sheets and Brother Pillow minister to me and I turn on something on TBN or Daystar or whatever, my favorite preacher on my phone, they preach to me. But there's something about being with people. This month's about together. We are better together. Verse 12, a person standing alone can be attacked. Not only attacked, because we're all attacked. Here's the key word, and what does it say, church? Defeated. But two can stand back to back and what? Conquer. Now here's what I love. Three. Three are even better. For a triple braided cord is not easily broken. Now, I read that different last week. One of the verses I used in the wedding for Pastor Cody and Taylor. So what you're going to do if you accept this mission. There shouldn't be anybody in a two, in a one, or a four. Everybody say with me, say three.
Three.
I want you to get with three. Two other people, three to a group, each and every person. Even if you only have one person that prays and two that don't pray. You have to be together in three. It doesn't say all three pray. It says you got to get together and battle together. So all three. I need everybody in threes, but let me tell you what we're going to pray for. What we're going to pray for. See, the Bible teaches us that the devil comes immediately, is the word it uses, to steal. Immediately to steal. What I need you to do is battle together that the devil will not immediately steal anything that happened today. Not only that, I want you to pray that God will do more, maybe even more when you leave than he did this morning together. I want to pray that each and every person that got touched today, it doesn't fade off into just another time that God touched me and I didn't follow through, but that God is going to keep this burning. This fire keeps burning. Pray for one another. Lift each other up. If you're in a group of three, and you're praying, it says if you confess your sins to one another. And anybody who prays together, it's confidentiality, okay? If they want to confess something that they're battling with or sin that they have, see, the more that you confess, the more the darkness cannot hold you. The light comes in. And if you pray with one another, God is going to just do something amazing. So one, pray that the devil doesn't come and steal. Number two, that this is going to continue. That number three, this won't fade out, that God's going to keep doing this. And number four, pray for each other if you need to lift each other up in anything that's going on. All right, three. I'm going to walk around and I'm going to add people if you don't got three. And I'm going to take somebody away if you have more than that. Go right now. And then Brent and part of the worship team, if you just lead us, just lead us.
You call my reason.
disease. And I trust in you. I trust in you. I believe you're my healer. I believe
Jesus, you're all.